Today, we are diving into that little frustration known as the stall. Like, I'm stalled out. I'm not moving forward anymore. My weight isn't going anywhere. I'm not progressing with my lifts. Like, I'm just super, super frustrated. Let me tell you, I'm going to give you the skinny on why that is likely happening. Also, you are going to love this because I'm going to keep it very, very simple for you. I'm basically going to turn you into a personal trainer after this podcast. You're welcome. Okay. And it is also going to progress you. Like, you're going to start seeing body composition changes so that you can not spend so much time working out while getting all the results you're looking for, tightening up your body, losing that perimenopause and menopause belly and hips and waist and all the things that we see just like completely changing. This is going to give you those actionable steps. Are you ready? I'm really excited about today's episode. Can you tell? All right, here we go. Has perimenopause created a body you no longer recognize? Are you going through hormonal changes that make it hard to lose weight? And do you feel like aging rapidly is depleting your energy stores? I'm so excited you're here because this podcast will help you boost energy, confidence, and balance hormones so you can lose frustrating belly fat while aging healthier. Hi, I'm Lisa Liu, a mom, wife, dancer, and total Jesus lover. And I was on the perimenopause struggle bus for 11 years, working out too hard, eating too little and discouraged with no results. I finally ditched what no longer worked and created a simple plan providing me more freedom in less time, and I'm here to share it with you. If you're ready for simplified strategies that actually work, solutions to ditching belly fat without massive restrictions, and simplified workouts so you're not spending hours in the gym, increased confidence, balance hormones, and more energy, a smaller waistline, and the knowledge to age well all through a faith-forward approach that honors God, then this podcast is for you. Throw on your cutest pair of tennis shoes and let's get ready to challenge the status quo on aging. Welcome, baby girl, to Age in Reverse. I am so pumped you're here today. I love, love, love the topic at hand, and I know it's going to bring you so much value. So we are about to get down into the nitty-gritty. But before we jump in, I just want to remind you, if you are super frustrated with the hormonal changes that just have you really no longer recognizing your body, if you're overwhelmed with all of the information out there related to this phase of life called perimenopause or menopause, if you feel like your brain is like left in the other room that you just walked out of, it's so common in this phase. If you're frustrated with the extra weight around your stomach, your hips, your thighs, and you know that there has to be a better way, you're right, there is. With my FAB program, Faith Forward, Age Backward, you will have access to, drumroll please, a functional diagnostic nutrition practitioner who will test your hormones so you finally understand what is going on. So this is an optional VIP portion, and you can go check it out here in just a moment. You'll have access to my full suite of workouts, including mobility, balance, strength, HIIT, and so much more. Whole food meal plans designed to bring you results. And you will get access to my team and several other women who are here to help you succeed. Go to lisaluefitness.com/FFAB. That is FAB with two Fs, and jump on in with us. Okay, because it is Faith Forward Friday, I want to begin with a scripture, 2 Corinthians 10, verses 4 through 6. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. This is such a beautiful reminder that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They are spiritual, right? We don't war against flesh and blood, but against the spiritual forces. That is something to keep in mind when it comes to your health, when it comes to your relationships, when it comes to your job, when it comes to anything in this life that you're dealing with that is just so stinking hard. Understand that there is more at work that we just cannot see with our eyes. And then the second part that I just wanted to pull out is to bring every thought into captivity. How often do you say, I'm too old, I'm too young, I'm too big, I'm too small, I'm too tall, I'm too short? Those are thoughts that become words, and those words are birthed from belief. It is a belief that you have internally. When you find yourself starting to say those things, I want you to back it up, rephrase it in your mind first, and then speak it out. Speak it out loud and bring those thoughts into the captivity, into obedience under Christ. Literally for me, when I find myself going down that path, I will say, Lord, take every thought captive into obedience. Please, Lord Jesus, help me with this thought process. And sometimes you have to do it over and over again, but if you will lay it at his feet, he will be faithful. Okay. All right. So let's go ahead and dive in to our topic. So if you're feeling stuck with weight loss or your progress in general, I want you to know that I feel you, because even with a master's in exercise science, somewhere along the way, there was a period of time that I was in a rut and I found myself performing the same lifts with the same resistance, and I just didn't see progress for a while. And it took me a little bit to go, oh, you know what? I have not been progressing these workouts. No wonder I'm not seeing progress. So what we're talking about today is something that is really going to help kickstart that weight loss again, because it's going to rev up your metabolism. It's going to help you build muscle and burn more fat. And it's called progressive overload. So let's define it. Progressive overload is the gradual increase of the stress placed upon the musculoskeletal and nervous system. Gradual increase. This means that if you are a beginner, you won't be lifting as heavy as an experienced lifter at first. You're not going to stay with those little 5 to 10 pound dinky weights for long though, okay? Your body will adapt as you give it a different stimulus. That is where so many women go wrong. So let's get real tactical here. First, if you are brand new to lifting, let me recommend that you hire a personal trainer to look at your form for several exercises to ensure that you are lifting correctly. Once form is in place, I recommend, again, if you're new to lifting, start with an 8 to 12 rep range, meaning that you are lifting a weight that you can only lift 8, 9, 10, 11, or 12 times. If you are lifting a weight that you can lift 20 times, that weight is too light. Go grab a bigger weight, sister. Please, I'm begging you. 5 pound weights when you're doing bicep curls, unless you have an injury, I don't know one woman who can only lift 5 pound weights. How many times do you have to lift that 5 pound weight? I don't have that amount of time, and I know you don't either. And it's not going to give you the results you're looking for, i.e., improved body composition. Again, I don't know a woman who doesn't want to have a healthy body composition. More lean muscle, less body fat. The way that you do that is through resistance training, and even more importantly, through progressive overload with resistance training. So here's where the fun begins. So you get to progress as you get stronger, and it's a really easy thing to figure out. I'm going to keep it simple for you. So somewhere around the 2 week mark, it's a little sooner for some, it's a little longer for others. This is not the end-all be-all time frame. But generally speaking, okay, I've been training women for over 31 years, and that is a really good point where they find that they are getting stronger. So this is lifting 2 to 3 days a week. I'm not talking one day a week, and I'm not telling you to go bang it out for 6 times a week either. But you will notice around that 2 week time frame that you can lift that same weight. So let's say you're doing a 10-pound bicep curl. You can lift that more. Maybe 2 weeks prior, that 12th rep, you were like, whoa, I can't do one more. Perfect. Then 10 pounds was perfect for you. But around 2 weeks, you may be like, okay, I could totally do like up to 15, 18 reps with this. Wow. Guess what? It's time to go up in your weight. boom, I have just certified you as a personal trainer. You're welcome. Congratulations on your certification. No, I'm kidding. Look, here's the deal though. You can do this. You can figure this out because it really is that simple. When it gets easy, past that, going longer than 12 repetitions is not necessary. Again, this is as a beginner. Okay, I want you to also understand that there are other ways to progress. So this is why I love gym memberships, because you get access to all of their equipment that you don't have to purchase. However, maybe you are home and you're like, you know what? I have 10 pounds. I don't have anything more. It's not in the budget to go get anything more anytime soon. Well, there are ways to increase the intensity, because that's what it's about. We have to give our body a different stimulus, which increases the intensity. That is progressive overload. So it's not always just adding more weight. It's adding a different or an additional response that is more difficult for the body to adapt to, but then it does adapt. So one of the things that you can do is add a balance element. Let's say you're standing on one foot and doing bicep curls. Now, that may not work as well for a bicep curl. That may be better like for, I don't know, something else, but it may. I mean, try it. Try that kind of balance element while lifting and see if maybe that 12th rep is a little harder. But one that will work is slowing down how fast you're going. Let's say instead of two up and three down, count one, two up, count one, two, three down. Maybe now you're going five up, five down. So 5 seconds up, 5 seconds down. By slowing down that weight, you are putting, it's basically time under tension. You are taking a longer period of time to bust out those. So I know what it's like to be on the go and to not have anything to eat. And then what happens? There's a temptation to go through the drive-thru because you're just so stinking hungry. So I'm a really big believer of eating whole foods and eating actual meals instead of snacking your way throughout the day. However, life happens and sometimes we're not around a meal at mealtime. So I have not promoted a nutrition bar in I don't know how long. I mean, I'm sitting here trying to think, when is the last time I promoted any kind of nutrition bar? It's been a long time because so many of them on the market are glorified candy bars. They are nutrient free, not nutrient rich. So I found one that I feel so good about putting my name behind, and I'm really excited for you to try. It's by Paleo Valley, and it is their superfood bar. So it's made with certified organic antioxidant-rich superfoods. It is made with 100% grass-fed bone broth protein. It's grain-free. It's gluten-free. It's soy-free. It's non-GMO. It has healthy fats, proteins, and vital nutrients. Let me read a few of the ingredients to you beyond the bone broth and everything that I just mentioned. So it has pink Himalayan sea salt, ginger, by the way, these are all organic, turmeric, acerola cherry, spirulina, blueberries, broccoli, spinach, kale, pumpkin seeds. Can you see the superfoods here? And here's what's crazy. It tastes really, really good. The red velvet, by the way, is my absolute favorite. So you can go get a discount at lisaloufitness.com/superfood. That's lisaloufitness.com/superfood. I want you to go get it. It actually comes in four different flavors, so you get what floats your boat. It has red velvet, lemon meringue, dark chocolate chip, and apple cinnamon. I'm just putting a little extra emphasis on the red velvet. It is just so good. One of my favorites, but go try them out. You can't go wrong with any of these. lisaloufitness.com/superfood to get your discount. Reps, and it's going to be harder. So that's a little tip. If you're like, a gym membership isn't in the works for me, or you want to work out from home, but maybe budget is keeping you from going and getting more weights. Okay. So that's a couple of key things to remember there. It's not always additional weight. It's just an additional response. Okay. An additional adaptation we're looking for. All right. Now, let me talk to the experienced lifter. And when I say experience, I mean you've been lifting, you know, really consistently for months or, you know, a year. I mean, I would consider someone who's been lifting for 6 months a fairly experienced lifter, especially if they're being consistent and they have worked with a trainer before. So by the way, I will look at your form in my FAB program. So that is something you do get with me if it is needed, if you are a beginner. But for those of you who are more experienced, starting in the 6 to 8 rep range or decreasing to the 6 to 8 rep range, if you've been banging out 8 to 12 or 12 to 15, mama lift a little heavier, and you can go 6 to 8. Again, let's take that bicep curl for instance. You can do 6 to 8 to where that 6th, 7th, or 8th is so freaking hard, you can barely get out another one, okay? So more experienced girls that have been lifting for a long period of time and you're not seeing change anymore, you're probably just not lifting heavy enough. When you are new to lifting, that is when you're going to see the biggest shift. When you are an experienced lifter, it's going to take a little bit more to get those dynamic changes that we're looking for. All right, let's break down multi-joint lifts and single joint lifts. This is for beginner or experienced, because my experienced girl, when it comes to multiple joints, you could do closer to 4 to 6 reps because that weight is being distributed over multiple joints. So there's not one joint taking the brunt. Let me give you a for instance. Let's go back to the bicep curl. That would be considered a single joint. Now the shoulder, which would be the elbow, right? That's taking the most force when it comes to that lift. Now the bicep does cross the shoulder area. So there is another joint sort of in the work right there. But for the most part, that bicep curl is really going to hinge mostly at the elbow, right? It hinges at the elbow. So we would consider that a single joint. Now I don't want to lift. I personally do like 20 pound bicep curls. I can do a 25 pound for 4 reps. That is really hard on my elbow because it's a single joint taking a lot of weight. So I tend to stay around that 20 mark, and then I'll change my angles to increase that intensity to bring a further adaptation. Okay, for beginner or for more advanced, this is really important to know, because even if you're a beginner, let's say you're doing a squat, this is a multi-joint movement. How? Because the ankles are involved, the knees are involved, and the hips are involved. That means you could lift more weight with a squat motion because it is being spread out. So maybe for a beginner, you are closer to 8 to 10 reps with a squat, meaning you are banging those out. It can be up to 12. There's no magic here. The point is you don't need to be lifting 15, 20, 30 times, okay? The weight needs to be heavy enough. But no matter where you are in your lifting experience, understand that if it's something like a squat where you are utilizing multiple joints to get that exercise accomplished, you can go heavier, meaning fewer reps. When I hear fewer reps, you know what I also hear? Less amount of time. I mean, let's save some time, ladies. Let's save some time and get better results, okay? So focus on multi-joint lifts at the beginning of your workouts and finish with those single joint lifts so that you've got the maximum energy, the ATP that's stored up in our cells for those heavier lifts that you're doing with those multiple joints. And so that when you get to those single joint lifts, remember, we're not going super low rep there. We're also not going above 12, okay? So let me just wrap all this up to say, you must progress your activity in order to elicit body composition change. Every 2 weeks or so, you should be able to move either the weight up or add a balance element to make it more difficult, or even slowing down the rate of that lift so that it becomes harder, so that that last rep is still really friggin' hard, all right? So here's one more note. You should stick to those same lifts week over week for at least 4 to 8 weeks. This will give you time to progress through that exercise while mastering the movement. So what I see a lot of times is that, you know, there's, and I have been so guilty of this. It's like, ooh, I forgot about that exercise. I'm going to add that in this week. And next week, it's like, oh, I'm going to add this one in that I haven't done in a few months. No, when you're constantly adding in something new and maybe taking out something else from your workout program, you're not mastering those lifts and you can't progress what you've left behind. So if you're in the process of doing, you know, let's say a goblet squat and master that goblet squat before you move on and switch it out for something else, like let's say a hip thrust or something like that. Okay. So we want to master our movements. We want to stick with the same workout routine. Now I do Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Right now I'm doing my strength training and I'm currently doing a total body Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I switch that up sometime, but I'm staying with what I'm currently doing, those same exercises on Monday, a few different exercises on Wednesday, and a few different exercises on Friday, yet hitting my total body. That gives my body time to rest and recover between lifting in general, but I'm sticking with this current program for the next 4, 6, or 8 weeks, and I will not move on to different exercises. I will just focus on progressing the amount of weight or slowing down my tempo. Does that make sense? I hope that keeps it really, really simple for you. Remember, you get all of this information in my FAB program. I break it all down for you. I keep it super simple and I give you an exercise prescription, whether you are a brand spanking new beginner, whether you are, maybe you consider yourself intermediate. You're like, I haven't been super consistent, but I've done some lifting. Or whether you are like very experienced. You're like, no, I've been lifting for a pretty long time, but I could really just use some extra help. That's just one of the many things that comes in that program. So don't forget to go check it out at lisaloufitness.com/FFAB. That stands for Faith Forward Age Backward. This is my transformation program. You will have a full life transformation, not just a full body transformation. And we are very faith forward in our approach. All right, that's it. Now go get your progressive overload on and start seeing some big improvements in your body composition, in your strength, and over time, yes, in that extra weight that you've been holding on to or that extra fat that your body has been holding on to. And a little caveat to the weight, muscle does weigh more. So if you're only paying attention to the scale, not your best measure, but I know what you want more than anything else is to lose that excess body fat that comes in perimenopause and menopause and is so frustrating and so hard to get rid of. But with some intentional things like progressive overload, you are going to just make a world of difference in how you look and how you feel. All right, that's it. Thank you for being here, and I will see you on our next episode on Tuesday. Bye for now. Thank you so much for being here with me. Every episode, I feel like I'm sitting with my BFF. And one of the ways that you can let me know that you find value in this podcast is to go take 30 seconds to leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. Just search Age in Reverse, scroll about 3/4 of the way down, and write a review there. Not only does it let me know how you feel about the show, but it also helps me get the word out to more people. Thank you again for your time, and I will see you in our next episode.